From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. We invite you to stay tuned for a message from God's Word, preached by Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns continues to study Paul's epistle to the Colossians as he concludes a message called Fundamental Christianity. In verses 15 through 20 of chapter 1, the apostle deals with the truth of the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the face of the heresy of Gnosticism, which was then attacking the fledgling church at Colossae, Paul emphasized that Christ is the eternal God, the image of the invisible God. As such, Christ is God manifested in the flesh, the God-man. He is the firstborn of every creature, Lord over every created being. He is the creator of the entire universe, the possessor and preserver of everything that exists. He upholds it all by the word of His power. Because of all this, He is able to do all that is necessary to be the Redeemer. Dr. Cairns will come to God's Word shortly. First, we invite you to enjoy this devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, The Lord Our Companion. The text is found in Psalm 23 and verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Sweet are these words in describing a deathbed assurance. How many have repeated them in their last hours with intense delight. But the verse is equally applicable to agonies of spirit in the midst of life. Some of us, like Paul, die daily through a tendency to gloom of soul. Bunyan puts the valley of the shadow of death far earlier in the pilgrimage than the river which rolls at the foot of the celestial hills. We have some of us traversed the dark and dreadful defile of the shadow of death several times, and we can bear witness that the Lord alone enabled us to bear up amid its wild thought, its mysterious horrors, its terrible depressions. The Lord has sustained us and kept us above all real fear of evil, even when our spirit has been overwhelmed. We have been pressed and oppressed, but yet we have lived, for we have felt the presence of the great Shepherd, and have been confident that His crook would prevent the foe from giving us any deadly wound. Should the present time be one darkened by the raven wings of a great sorrow, let us glorify God by a peaceful trust in Him.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We continue to receive encouraging response to these broadcasts, and we want you to know that we are very grateful to those of you who take the time to contact us. Among the various publications which we offer on these programs, the most popular is the quarterly Let the Bible Speak magazine. The principal focus of the current issue is the Gospel of Luke. The articles include Luke, the Man and His Message, A Primer on Prayer, The Parables, and Following Christ, the Meaning of Discipleship. Also, this issue contains another in a series of articles about the founding fathers of the Free Presbyterian Church, focusing this time on Dr. John Douglas. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Alan Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, how do we know the Bible is the Word of God? What is the unpardonable sin? Or, what's wrong with same-sex marriage? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
I want you to see what Paul's doing here. This church is being attacked by false doctrine. Instead of just getting into controversy, which at times you have to do, he's building up this wonderful vision of truth. He's saying, brethren, this is our faith. This is our gospel. This is Christianity. And it's centered in the person of Christ. He is truly God. He is of a different rank of being than all creatures. They are his creatures. He is their creator. not only because by him they were created, but all the creative energy and will necessary to bring them about reside in him. The Church of England Bishop Ellicott, if I could adapt his words rather slightly, he said, the act of creation rests in him and depends on him for its completion and realization. And this is true of all creation. Notice what Paul says. All things that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. Now this gives you an insight into the invisible world of created spirits. These are not emanations from God. They're not mediators between God and man, but they're the created spirits of the angelic world whom our Savior created. Thrones, lordships, as the word dominions would literally be, principalities or governments, and authorities. Now, whether they are different ranks of angels, as many believe, and I think it's quite possibly so, Paul doesn't get into that detail. He's not here to satisfy our curiosity about the angelic world. He's simply saying there is an angelic world out there. I don't want to get off on a track that'll take me nowhere. This is mere speculation. But it maybe help you. Christians get worried when these NASA scientists send their probes up and they come back and they say, we are getting some sort of signals of energy. There is intelligent life out there. So, and they get all worried. Maybe the Bible's wrong. Man, go and give yourself a good look in the mirror, a slap in the face, a bit of cold water, a good dose of common sense. Neither NASA nor 1,000 NASAs will ever prove the Bible wrong in one single syllable. Why would it surprise you to know that there's intelligence outside of this world of ours? The Bible's been saying that all along. Daniel learned a little about angelic powers and the role they play in the affairs of this world. It's not to say that men are not responsible agents for what they do, but there is a mighty world there that we do not see. And what Paul is saying is this: brethren, remember, whether they are thrones or lordships, whether they are principalities or authorities, whether they are good angels or evil angels, Christ is over them all. He's over them all. To give the words their literal force, they stand created. The tense of the verb would yield that sense. All things stand created through him. So he's the preserver of all that he created. This is Christ's preeminence. Not only that, he's the goal of this creation. Unto him, at the end of verse 16, we read, are all these things. They were created by him and for him, or unto him. What's the purpose of this world? It's for Christ. What's the purpose of this universe? It's for Christ. That's its purpose. I remember years ago being part of a protest at Canterbury Cathedral, where they were having a Roman massing, idolatrous betrayal of the Protestant Reformation, and being good Protestants, we were there to protest against the sellout of the gospel to Roman apostasy. And as we were there, some little upstarts from the local grammar school who had more lip than wit, came by. And they were not angry at us protesting the apostasy of the Church of England. They were so, I remember one little upstart particularly, he was so mocking that grown men would even believe in God. Why? Because this world is so small. Somebody had taught him about the vastness of the universe. It's so vast, and it's going on and on, so vast. You know, he was picking up on a theological, or should I say, an objection to theology from some rank apostate philosophers, that the very vastness of the universe says God could never create all this for the purpose of saving this world. It's overkill. Why would he create billions of stars to do a work on this tiny little speck of dust in the middle of nowhere on the outer fringes of the universe? Why would he do it? Well, if you put it that way, either there is no God or God's mad. That's what they want you to believe. But they're the mad ones. You see, God never said, I created this whole universe for the sake of man. Oh, he has a wonderful eternity for man. Of all his creatures, man is the crown. Remember, it's not the angels are the crown. It's man is the crown of God's creation. The greatest provision that God has made or will make is for man. But what's the reason for that? Why did God create all this universe? Why is it so vast? Why is it so wonderful? I'll tell you why. It's because it is for his Son. He's the goal of the whole creation, and it will be for his glory unto all eternity. Furthermore, he's the orderer and the upholder of all this creation. Verse 17 says, he is before all things, and by him or in him all things consist. The word consist means they hold together. Let me quote another. I'm quoting Anglicans this morning, or English Episcopalians. J.B. Lightfoot said, and it's a beautiful statement, he is the principle of cohesion in the universe. Listen to this. He impresses upon creation that unity and solidarity which makes it a cosmos instead of a chaos. Now here you would need the scientists to come up. With a developing knowledge, or should I say, maybe a more informed speculation as to the very nature of matter. Scientists have told us that really, whereas the ancients thought of everything being so static, everything was just created and stuck there, the way you would get a postage stamp and stick it on, that's it, stuck there. Even the stars were 1,054, if my memory's right, 1,054 fixed stars. They were stuck there like little stamps on the heaven. That was the notion. Among many of, not among, in the scripture, mind you, the scripture actually said something very different. It was wonderful how blind people can be, blinded by the knowledge of their day when they come to the Bible. But we have learned that we live in the midst of constant motion. Everything is flying around, as it were. Seems solid enough, doesn't it? Do that there, that seems even more solid. Yet every particle is in constant motion. The earth is spinning. It's moving through space. every other body in space, from the tiniest to the greatest, is a mass of motion. What holds it all together? Don't talk about the laws. Laws are only the imposition of a will. That's all. What holds it all together? What stops this universe from being one vast chaos? What makes the investigation of any scientist, even the one who most denies God, what makes it even possible? It is our Savior. Here's his preeminence in creation. This is his essential and eternal glory. This is the preeminence that belongs to him because he is God. He is our Creator. He is the one who orders, upholds, holds together this whole vast fabric of all created things. Now, I said I would ask you to think this morning. We haven't got very far, and yet we have gone a million miles. What I want you to see is there is a preeminence that belongs to Christ because he is the image of the invisible God. He's the firstborn over all creation. This is his natural, essential preeminence. This is what he is. And because of what he is, he became, as the mediator of redemption, he became the first. He came to hold the first place. Now we're going to get to, and we'll wait to the next service, we're going to get to the preeminence of Christ in redemption. But I want you to understand what I'm saying, and this is why Paul took the time to establish this, and why I've taken the time this morning. If Jesus Christ is one whit less than verses 15, 16, and 17 say he is, then the whole notion that he can be a redeemer is a pipe dream and a lie. It is only because of the preeminence that is his in the creation as God over all angels and men, the creator, the upholder, the goal of all creation. It is only because he is that, by his inherent right as God, it's only then that he can become the Redeemer. But he was all that. He is all that. He can never be less than all of what Paul here says. And therefore, as we'll see tonight, he is the head of the body, the church, in order that he might be in all things the one holding the first place. Because of what he is eternally, he is the head, the Redeemer, the Savior, in order that in all things he might come to have the preeminence.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.